It's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for air fryer chickpeas made in the George Asda air fryer, or if you're in the US, it would be the Walmart air fryer. As part of a 5-day series on the podcast, we are talking about doing an air fryer temperature test and seeing whether you have a slow, average or fast air fryer. We recommend that you check out the last 2 days' episodes, where yesterday we were talking about air fryer toast. Then we were talking the day before that about air fryer frozen fish nuggets. And the day before that, the air fryer butternut squash cubes, because they give you a really good idea and information about how the air fryers work from brand to brand, and they're all different. But today we want to talk about chickpeas, because if there's an air fryer test you could do on a really cheap item, so that if it goes wrong in your air fryer, it's not cost you the earth, it's our crispy curried chickpeas from page 124 in our air fryer cookbook. I'm just heading over to page 124 now so that I can demonstrate with you. And the curried chickpeas are made from just a simple can of drained chickpeas, so it's very easy to see if the doneness level is okay for you. And you need, for this recipe, 400 grams, which is a standard 14-ounce can of chickpeas, a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, a teaspoon each of ground cumin, smoked paprika, and half a teaspoon of garam masala, as well as salt and pepper. This is the curried version. You can do Chinese flavour with five spice if you prefer, or any other flavouring you want. You could even use some Thai seasoning. So drain the chickpeas into a sieve and then rinse them under a cold tap. Pat them dry with a kitchen towel or paper towel, and then put the chickpeas into a mixing bowl and add the oil, cumin, paprika and garam masala. Season with salt and pepper and mix well with your hands. Tip the chickpeas into the air fryer basket and spread out in a single layer. Air fry at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit for 7 minutes or until crispy to your liking. And there you're testing this, so you're giving it 7 minutes in your air fryer, and then you're seeing if it needs a bit more and how your air fryer is performing against others, because that's the important thing here, because a lot of the air fryers can be different and you want to see what kind of air fryer you've got. So that's just a key example there of the importance of different air fryers, and that was done in the George air fryer. And in the Philips, we often find that it's 2 minutes quicker than the Georgia air fryer, but it's all about learning what your air fryer is like. And of course, don't forget to head across to Amazon or your favourite book retailer and order yourself a copy of the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook by Sam and Dom, and it's full of great tips, advice and recipes for getting started with your air fryer. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.